I always like to say about Chris Taylor that as a graduate of the Chic Lady Fighter School at Planned Parenthood, I think of her in the same mold as Cecile Richards. Beautiful, brilliant, watch out for this woman. And speaking of YouTube videos, I think you have to go back and watch Chris Taylor get all the women in the assembly to stand up and tell their personal stories, their personal reproductive health and abortion stories to a bunch of squirming, pale, miserable Republican men who had to sit through it and think about what they were doing and what it really meant. So please welcome one of my heroes, Chris Taylor.
Hello, everybody. Oh, it's so good to be home. I have been all over the state knocking on doors. So you all, this is my hood. You are my peeps. The 76th Assembly District is in the house. I know that. So I'm thrilled to be here. I'm so thrilled to be here. We have there's such excitement in this room. There's such enthusiasm in this room. I just want to bottle it up because we're going to need it. Right? We have a long road ahead of us. We are in some weird political times. No doubt about that. We have a governor who actually cannot add. which is an understatement. You know, when he gave a $2 billion tax cut to big corporations and the most wealthy and then cut workers' wages and didn't grow our economy, is it any surprise we now have a $1.8 billion deficit? No. It will be so nice to have a governor who has actually taken and passed an economics class. We have a governor who's actually hostile to companies that create jobs in Wisconsin. This is kind of mind-boggling to me, I have to say. The only companies that Governor Walker seems to like is those that outsource their jobs and keep their workers' wages low. We even had Republicans in the state legislature who voted against a 35-cent minimum wage increase. And is it any wonder that we're the bottom of the barrel in job creation in the Midwest? Workers don't have the money to spend, and that's why we're there. And then we have a governor and we have a Republican-controlled legislature actually obsessed with birth control. It's amazing. I don't understand this. I really, really don't. They are obviously using it. I have asked them in the past when they're trying to take away funding for family planning. Well, how many of you are abstinent anyway? And nobody raised their hand. And then I asked, well, do you have 10 kids? Nobody raised their hand. So, hey, they're clearly practicing family planning, so why can't the rest of us? That's what I want to know. And we have a governor, and this is a sad thing. I know a lot of you are aware of the Seventh Circuit opinion that just came out today on voter ID, but we actually have a governor who doesn't want people to vote. And what I say, look, if you're afraid of people voting, don't run for public office. It's not the profession for you. What I know and what I know my colleagues know is that this agenda that we see in our state, it's not an agenda from the people. It's not an agenda for the people. This is an ALEC agenda, the American Legislative Exchange Council. This is where this agenda comes from. And I know because I go to these conferences. I'm really popular these days at the ALEC conferences. It's kind of like, I understand what it's like to have the plague. Nobody comes near you. You sit in a corner alone. But I still do it. And I do it because I think it's so important for us to know where are these policies coming from that don't help our state. They don't help the people of the state. Where did the ban on collective bargaining for public employees come from? ALEC. Where did voter suppression bills come from, like the one that was just upheld? ALEC. In fact, in the 90s, Scott Walker, who was an ALEC member at the time, tried to introduce a voter suppression bill, voter ID bill, and it went nowhere. It went nowhere. But that's what he has been trying to do for a long, long, long time. In fact, the founder of ALEC, who I'm sad to say is from Wisconsin, Paul Weyrich, said in 1980, "I don't want everyone to vote. As a matter of fact, our leverage in the elections, quite candidly, goes up as the voting populace goes down." So that is where some of these bills are coming from. The Republican agenda in the state of Wisconsin is brought to us by ALEC and two of the most powerful lawmakers to never be elected, and that is Representatives Charles and David Koch. I point this out to my Republican colleagues every chance I get, to their great annoyance. In fact, one of my Republican colleagues stated on the Assembly floor the last day we were on the floor, "I took a wager with my colleagues on how long it would take Chris Taylor to mention ALEC on the Assembly floor. And I responded with a challenge. I'll happily stop talking about ALEC when you stop passing their bills." No one took me up on it, but I still am going to make it once we get on the floor again. There is an ALEC machine rolling through our state. It's smashing up our rights. It's rolling over workers and living wage ordinances and public school children. And it's mowing down our democracy, and Scott Walker is driving that. And that is why we need to, and we must, and we will take our state back. And I have to say, I'm an optimistic person. I really am. I am really optimistic. I think that with everything that has gone on, we have one of the most powerful weapons on our side, and that is the people. And this was underscored to me at my first ALEC conference. A guy sat down next to me, a right-wing guy from one of the think tanks, and he said, "You know, we want to amend the federal constitution. We think it would be great to require congressional approval on all regulations that the federal government tries to pass. What do you think?" And I said, "Oh, I think that's a real bad idea. I don't think people are going to go for it. It's boring, it's dry, it's not inspiring." And he said to me, "Well, you know, we have the legislatures. We have 24 legislatures and the governorship, 24 states where they control. We have all the money we could possibly need from the corporations. We really don't need the people." And that really underscores, I think, what we're seeing in our state. But they're wrong, because we do need the people. And the people are on our side. They want strong public schools. They want clean air and water. They want a fair economy that works for people who are willing to work hard. People of this state understand that this governor and this legislature do not care about them, and that Democrats are the one standing up for the people of this state. And we will continue to do so until we change this state, which we will do. So Matt's standing up. He said, "I'm going to stand up when you got to wrap it up." This is a nonpartisan event. I totally get that. I love that. I can't ask you to vote for any of the fantastic women who are running for statewide office, so I will not do that. But I can ask you to get out there and vote and take everybody you know, every person you ever met, every neighbor, family member, friend, out there with you. And I'm just going to close with this. And I think, you know, with this decision that came out today, I was a little disheartened when I heard about it. And then it really started to energize me. It really started to make me even more resolved that they're not going to stop us from voting. They will not stop us from voting. That we are going to do everything we can to get people out. And I want to just end with this image, because I think of this. We all need to be inspired, right? I mean, I need to be inspired. A lot of you inspire me. And I think about Congressman John Lewis from Georgia. I don't know how many of you know him. He's an amazing guy. And almost 50 years ago, he led a march in Selma, Alabama. And it was a march for voting rights in the South. This is 1965. And they wanted to get to Montgomery to march for voting rights. And so they started, a group of them, across the Selma Bridge. They knew that there were law enforcement on the other side. They knew they were going to be beaten. They knew they were going to be tear gassed. And they went across that bridge anyway. And they went again. 2 days later, they tried again. They got stopped. But on the third try, they made it. to Montgomery, and they had 25,000 people marching with them. 25,000 people. If they can do that, if they can do that, we can do this. We can join arms. We can march together to the Wisconsin that we want, to the state that we want, to the Wisconsin that holds precious our most sacred rights and our dreams for our own lives and our dreams for our children and our dreams for our grandchildren. We can do this. Are you with me? Let me hear you. All right, now let's do this thing. Let's take back our state. Thank you.